Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Mayor DeJean, Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent Caitlin Barthol. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Now, a whole bunch of things you're going to go over here today, Master Gardeners, Army Worms, and a couple other things. It's a packed schedule for you.
Yes. Yeah, hopefully I don't go through this too quick, but you can always give me a call if you have some questions on what I'm about to talk about today. So the first thing is my Master Gardeners have an awesome event, actual two-day event coming up here in the beginning of September. This is our biannual, or every other year event, and this is called our Fall Garden Tour. So I forget how many years we've been hosting this, and then here about before COVID, we decided to go every other year with this Fall Garden Tour. So Friday and Saturday, September 5th and 6th, from 9 to 5, we will be showcasing five amazing, diverse, beautiful gardens that are here in Miami County. We have about three gardens that are close to Paola, and then about two gardens that are kind of south of Lewisburg. And so my Master Gardeners have been working pretty darn long hours and stuff, visiting with these homeowners, getting marketing up and information about these gardens for everybody. This does cost, the tickets cost $20, and you can pick those tickets up here at the Paola Extension Office, or you can go the day of the tours and whatever first location you go to. You can buy the tickets there. I will say the tickets will be cash or check only because we won't be able to do credit card payments there at those gardens. So we have five, like I said, five diverse county gardens that they are going to be showcasing. We have a certified butterfly pollinator garden, a restored tall grass prairie. And then one location has some really awesome high tunnels and raised herb vegetable beds to show off and for people to learn about. We have a very extensive cut flower garden location. And then one of the other gardens is featuring a lush container and country art. So, like I said, very five diverse country gardens that are here near Paola and south of Lewisburg. We have a flyer on our Meritazine website that also has a link to the map so you guys can see where each location is at. Our tour will be held rain or shine, so bring rain jackets or in mud boots if it is raining, which I kind of hope it is because we do need the moisture, but I also really want the really nice weather because this is a really cool educational event for anybody to come and attend. So you can start your tour at any location, like I said. We are asking that you don't bring any pets or strollers just because the strollers, some of these pathways are not very big through these gardens. And then we do have some really cool vendors at each location, and those vendors have some unique items that they will be selling. And then we do have some awesome gifts. So feel free to sign up at each location for those gift drawings. So if you have any more questions or want more information, please give the Paola office a call or check out our Facebook page or our website. So like I said, that garden tour will be Friday and Saturday, September 5th and 6th from 9 to 5 o'clock both days. Another little tidbit I want to talk about is if you have some brome grass or brome hay fields, more than likely you have seen that we do have another round of fall armyworms in the area. So you may want to go out and scout and see if you have those worms in your area. And if you do, give your local extension office a call for us to visit with you on how to control those pesky things. And then the last item is our East Central Experiment Field over there in Ottawa. We'll be hosting their yearly Agronomy Ottawa Field Day on Wednesday, August 20th. Registration, coffee, and donuts will start about 9 o'clock. The program will start at 9:30, and we have some really cool topics that our specialists are coming out and talking on. So they will talk on management zones and variable rate technology and precision agriculture. soybean sudden death syndrome and corn stout research that they've been doing, and then balanced fertility key to improve those yield responses. They will also be providing lunch there at noon, so a quick half-day program for you over at the East Central Experiment Field that is over there near Ottawa, right across from the airport, so south side of town. I invite anybody to come out there and learn about those neat things and then ask any questions that you have. So, like I said, if you guys have any questions, feel free to give me a call at 913-294-4306.
Another packed sort of schedule for you. Able to get all those in. I hope everybody was taking notes. Feel free to give her a call. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent, Jessica Flory.